Hey everyone, we continue our read through of the New Testament. Today we are in Titus 2. Paul has just instructed Titus on the necessity of appointing qualified elders there at the churches of Crete, men of character, and men who are able to teach sound doctrine and to rebuke false teaching. And that is because false teachers have arose there who are leading people astray, who are professing God with their mouth, but denying Him with their detestable actions. And now in Titus 2, he instructs Titus on the nature of what a all-in church should look like. What should a healthy and faithful body of Christ look like? And it begins with Titus himself. And we see this in chapter 2. But as for you, teach what accords with sound doctrine. Older men are to be sober-minded, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith and love, and in steadfastness. Older women likewise are to be reverent in behavior, not slanderers or slaves to much wine. They are to teach what is good, and so train the young women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, pure, working at home, kind and submissive to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be reviled. Likewise, urge the younger men to be self-controlled. So before we move on here, notice what we have just noticed about the nature of this church. One is that it is multi-generational. Notice the fact in which you have older men, older women, younger men, all being instructed on the nature on how they are to live in a way that brings forth the greatest fruit of the body of Christ. But notice it is at no point causing any of those groups to bring reproach on one another, but rather to edify and equip one another. And this goes to show us that whether you're an older person or a younger person in the body, you are needed there. If you have been brought in by the grace of God into the body, you are needed, and you are needed for the edification of one another. Verse 7, show yourselves in all respect to be a model of good works, and in your teaching show integrity, dignity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, so that any opponent may be put to shame. Having nothing evil to say about us, bondservants are to be submissive to their own masters in everything. They are to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that in everything that they may adorn the doctrine of our Savior. Right, so here he has given instructions directly to Titus. Titus, your life needs to reflect your teaching. You need to be of the utmost character. You need to show integrity and dignity, be in sound speech, so that no one can put you to shame, that no one can try to bring any kind of reproach upon you. So let your life match your teaching, Titus. Be one who shows good faith and adorn the doctrine of God through your lifestyle. And here is the beautiful doctrine of God. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of our glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. What a picture of the gospel there. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. What? To train us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live controlled, upright, and godly lives, waiting for the blessed hope of his return. This is what draws us to faithfulness and obedience and Christ-likeness, the reality of what Christ has done for us. Is there no greater motive to drive us to faithfulness and holiness and righteous living than the glorious reality that we have in the gospel of Jesus Christ? Verse 15, declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Oh, what truth. Oh, what a reality. So brothers and sisters, I say to you, live in light of the gospel. When it grows hard, when times are difficult, live in light of the gospel, of what you have in Christ. Does your life reflect the hope that is in you? Are you ready to give a defense for the hope that is in you? In other words, don't worry about the defense first and foremost. Worry about the fact that your life needs to reflect the hope that you have in Jesus, that everything about you should permeate with a greater reality that I belong to Christ, that he has purchased me for his own, and that my life is his, and I will live for him all the day long. And so, brothers and sisters, live for Christ every day. that people might see the hope that is in you, and then you can tell them why. God bless.